1994 settlements. Thank you very much.
Mr. Talbot, they not saying here about the district health, I'm sorry, limited notices. Thank you very much, Northwest.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. Colleagues, we have a copy available for those on the table. It's difficult to look at the black and white and see some of the issues. Just on the next slide, one looks at the picture there, the next slide. It says, when we built in December 2006, 6,846 plaques outstanding. On the 5th of October 2007, we still need to eradicate 3,698. Funds received is 65.2 million, and it just gives you the chart to the right that shows you where these buckets, the 6,000 buckets were. The reason why there's a zero Falakhari, not that there's no buckets, but precisely because they fall in another program called the sanitation program, because for now there's no sanitation. One goes to the next slide, Chairperson. It gives a visual overview. The green shows where buckets have already been irrigated. And then we have three yellow in Karoo, in Kanjer and Solplaki. When this picture was taken initially, we said those areas in yellow, we will meet the target and we need to have special interventions in place. And we've done so. So those three areas will also, on the next time we come and report to you, will also be green. And the one in orange is Karoo, is an area where the community rejected the alternative sanitation. They want the full waterborne system. Of course, it's the area in Carnarvon, in a place called Bontevil, where there's lots of rock and lots of issues. So there's quite an extra amount of money that's needed. Also, there's a shortage of water. On the next slide, Chair, the reason, the challenges that we're putting. Since out of the 90s, there's only one reported that we may not reach the bucket targets for end of December 2007. And the reasons online is, of course, a challenge. They wanted a high level of service accepted by the community. Unit costs are extremely high. There's no access to government funding. And lack of funding is received, we will not be able to complete the December deadline. The full waterborne system that they want comprises of the sewer, the irrigation that needs to be built, outfall line, rising main, and pump station. Third structures and house connections for 745 houses. The funding shortfall is 35 million. Yesterday the Treasury Committee met, and we're hoping that they have approved the 5 million rand that we need extra. And if that is the case, for us to be able to meet the target, it will take us 6 months if we commence the last week of September, which shows clearly that we may not meet the December target, but we'll definitely do so before the end of the financial year. For Karoo Municipality. Then, Chair, we've provided technical assistance to the municipalities through the Handel Support Program to local municipalities and the mandate deployees from DBSA, deployees from DPLG and WAF, especially where we said that special interventions required to meet the December 2007 target. Out of the 6,846,745 may not be eradicated by the deadline of December 2006. In terms of monitoring and evaluation, the department and DWARF in the province from the onset of this program.
Apologies, can you just go back to the amount of the paperwork? I'm not sure if it's
745 buckets, which is in the Karoo Bank area. If one goes back to that picture that's in orange, that is the one that we may not be fine because there's a funding shortfall. And if the funding was agreed to yesterday by National Cabinet Committee, in terms of the contractor, the project plan that was handed in, they said we need 6 months to do so because it's the workers of blasting, because it's quite a good area to construct. Precisely because the committee rejected the alternative sanitation that we wanted to provide with. So we also just want to emphasize that our department and DWARF from the onset of the program has worked right together not just on bucket eradication but also on the election and water backlogs. And we work in partnership, monitor the progress of the implementation of the bachelor's education program. Weekly reports are prepared and sent to the committee, and we also then present this to the MEC of our department. We also develop a parameter where we're able to say, from the 6846 that we have, this is how we're moving on a basis to eradicate the backlog. Thank you very much, James.
Move over to housing immediately. You can inform us if things are fine in the province now. It's not running home early because of a tornado and...
Thank you, Madam Chairperson, and ladies and gentlemen, honorable members. I took the apologies from our MEC, could not be here today, and I'll be representing her. Ms. Kemi Ojag here. Basically, we're giving you our overview. Housing is finished with its bucket eradication, but I think there was a query on Texas Island, and rest that during my presentation as we were going along. I think some of you, if you look at that map of Housing, you can see that all the dash roads have to pass through there. What will that happen is, if we go to our next slide, just to give you more information on our wells. If you clearly look at Kaohsiung, we have 1% of the land area of the whole country. Our land population, 10 million. The number of households, that is 3 million. That is only the households that are registered on the system on the Surveyor General's map. And you can see currently our informal settlements have grown drastically from 382 our last count. I think now we're currently at 425 somewhere. Water consumption, the reason we put that up is to show you what you're actually using, because this also relates to future water demands that are coming up. We use an average of 3,597 cubic meters. And those are figures that have come from our survey, and it's in close relation with that. In terms of electricity consumption, although we're using 6,000 gigawatt hours, so we're actually looking for additional power stations now in Kaohsiung that supply the energy. And the last one at the bottom is the 5-year population growth rate of 20%, which we have measured. So the informal settlements, you will notice that although we keep saying we eradicate the bucket, all you know is that somebody else has got his own bucket. So these are the things we want that in the slide. In terms of the graph, the 1994 buckets, we have eradicated all the pre-1990 buckets that we eradicated that were available in Kaohsiung. The next slide is what we actually did to eradicate those buckets. We had to conduct backlogs. Municipalities were not aware of what they actually had. So we went back physically with them, and when they came back and gave us stats, we said, can we back? And I went to them personally myself with some officers and said, can we actually check them? And then to CDWs to give us a background check whether these buckets are there. Then the issue of provincial land, where were these buckets? In provincial land, were they in farmland, were they informal settlements which went to other municipalities? Then the ground analysis, the community sizes were redone. We had to differentiate between municipal buckets provided, sold, which was an issue. People were selling buckets, housing that the big sale currently at 150 rand a bucket. Then there were buckets which were transferred. Overall is when we have a high informal rail stock market in housing. So you can actually go to an informal set of rent, if you follow the shed for a informal house, for 1 month or 2 months, and come with a bucket with it. So you're cleaning yourself. Right? And then the very one is creating a serious problem, and I must address that with Becker Town. Becker Town, firstly you must take note that it was a transitional site. The area on Becker Town is actually dollars land. People should not be residing on that land. However, when the geotechnical report came out, some of that land could be housed on. Now, not all domestic areas are dangerous. Some of them are very bad. So, what did we put in? VIPs in the ones that were suitable. The moment we did that, the rental stock in that area increased. People started now renting out flats in the backyard because they've seen it as a means of income, which increased the number. So when you went to that risk, you could have seen there was a structure one product which was Malamini. When you got there, there were three families on the same plot. And what is notable in these areas, that the younger generation now want to become independent. So if you have a child who is 18 years old, he doesn't want to live and talk with his mom and dad anymore. So he puts up his own thing, but he's now charging him 100 rand to live there. So there's this incumbration thing. Other issues that happened at Texas Dallas, the moment the first phase one was done, we thought it was only going to be phase one. Following that message, then realized the contractors came in and said, guys, this thing is increasing. Do you have funds for phase two? So we went in there and actually did phase two. Texas Dallas is actually going to be relocated now by the housing market. And that's in plan to find land in the current area. So I hope, honorable member, that you take note of what we said, but we'll come back if there's any questions. I'm sure. The bottom line of the other one, the process we went through, the capital funds, the MIG funds, we looked at RAPO funding and things like that, and we tried to see if we could get a public-private partnership and things, which never worked actually. But we just captured the RAP and the water drainage funds and MIG and the capital funds. Those were the list of a number of buckets in each area, including any metro, including any metro, the western area. If you look at western area, we're looking for Melbourne. That number actually increased by 1,000 more in four. And we said, while we are there, let's get that and finish with it. And we put it on the time. And that has been reached. All those numbers have been reached in June 2007. The type of survey used, out of that 12,332, 4,724 are full water board. 6,957 are DID systems, where there's a lack of water resources, so we use the VIP in the areas. 651 are solar sanitation systems, which I think you heard earlier other members stating that these systems were rejected. They have since been replaced with VIP, since they did not want the solar sand system, and the mechanisms also on these toilets actually failed when they were trying to be flushed. It's basically where the heat energy is used up and the feces use the energy to degenerate, and actually only get a very small amount of feces, which is about a kilogram in a month that's left. Again, it's the issue of community accepting, not accepting. These started to actually try, they were burnt down and things, and they were actually happy with them. So we're sort of those 651. In terms of expenditure, the provincial water and sanitation fund, which was originally from draft, was 75 was provided towards this fund from 2003. And that has been exhausted. And MIG funds, currently to date, we more than 3.1. We're actually going to about now 10 million that's being used. I'm not sure if you can see this slide clearly, but it is the sanitation backlog, which is being concluded between ourselves and DRAF right now and African Engineering. This shall be confirmed by next week. Because if you can look at the backlog for formal and informal settlements, it clearly is about 109 million Johannesburg 106. The big numbers are there. The small numbers we're going to ring fence, and we can possibly get rid of them during the next coming year, so that they will be done before the 210 targets. Then you've got the houses which are above RP level. What you notice is that in housing, in some residential areas, I'm lacking. So we've went ahead and implemented the water and sanitation infrastructure with the further structure. Housing will now fall out with just the housing coming behind there. They have been delayed with that. So the sanitation infrastructure and water is already there, plus it has been formalized. Now, in the areas that have been formalized, those housing structures and sanitation are on those floors. The next slide indicates the water backlogs for the province, which is our 208 target. This also will be put with the grant meeting we're having on the 15th of October of this month. Those numbers will be finalized and signed off by the municipal managers. There are meetings currently going on with each and every metro and the municipality so that we get the buy-in from the MM, get the buy-in from the MMC, we get the buy-in from the mayoral committee, and then from the political support to actually implement. Our program will be ready at the end of October to start with the implementation plan for Gauteng for implementing the water targets. So the provincial water strategy will be in place by the end of this month. The draft, the finalized, will be end of November
which we're targeting. But as soon as we get the draft license, we'll start going ahead with the implementation. And it is linked to the master plans of the municipalities, it is linked to the IDPs, to the EBIPs, and in terms of the draft provincial strategy also. That is basically the previous setup we had in terms of our VIPs, and you can see the present situation is the pre-VIP or a precast concrete waterborne systems, which works well. The precast system works very well in housing because it moves faster for us. And taking into account, for example, for EPWT, people were still employed on these projects. In some cases, we went for big toilets where people were not too concerned, but they just want employment creation. But it was that, but the precast seems to be the one people who actually connected the internals to some of those toilets. And this is, we had them coming in pieces, just the structure came. In terms of VIP installation, in Kaltang, initially 9903 were identified. This was separate to the 12,332 where we installed waterborne and VIP. This is just VIP on phone. 4633 was completed. The communities in western area and in Kulani will be relocated. That's the 2750. The project is currently in progress. We don't have an update, but people have been relocated. We couldn't get that from the municipality, but they're actually about 80% complete, I believe. The 1523 units that could not be finalized or finished, what actually happened is, when we actually surveyed the area, we have to put in toilets in the informal settlements. But before you could get there, another informal house was built on the way, and which made things difficult to actually get in between transport material and stuff. But those people also have been dealing with their sort of themselves out in terms of that. An expenditure there, 37.2 million, in a different budget also. The general successes we had, I think someone who remember asked previously, are these things being verified? In Kaltang, we actually had a verification process. We had an independent company called VKS Engineering. People may know them down here, but they were big in Kaltang. We actually put out under that one agenda, we sent them out and said, go and do findings for us in all these informal settlements that we have. We then figured it down, I think it was about 7 or 8. They go find out in the first step that we've done, what has exactly happened in these things. And we've got a report, if anybody wants it, in electronic format, I can forward it to anybody. They came back with a report saying that the social acceptance of the system by the community was acceptable. An integrated communication strategy was put in place early on when we put this out to the community. The community was happy about that because they knew what was happening. They said that they had improved, the hygiene of the community has improved. There was improvement in the lifestyle of the community. It uplifted the dignity of the community. There was job creation and skills transfer when these projects were in progress. And in some areas, like Samzere, it averted environmental ground because those were high problematic areas where people had to be moved out to see problems in pain. And the whole community also benefited from this project because of them work, started to build their own and develop their own. In terms of the challenges, after installing all those waterborne and VIP systems, we now have to look at the problems for an effective maintenance plan and action required from the municipality in providing an efficient service for the new installed sanitation systems. The VIP currently is not a problem. The ones we've designed are expected the last 2 years. The current status, some of them are dropping and blocked due to people not using appropriately and things like that, and keeps throwing in bricks and stones. So those have been resolved now. Then there's the intensifying trade local labor and contractors to an extent where projects are administered and managed within the community. This is about training the community themselves to sort of them get contractors involved. Then there's more intensified education is required from the municipalities. What we find is the level of the municipalities to actually walk around and look at these projects. And then the next one is for the municipalities to iron out problems affecting the issue maintenance and service for the new sanitation system. And then to end up the process of relocating people, which is in the informal settlements, getting the land approved. So one of the problems that we've got then is getting the approval for housing. The other issue is we're running short of land. We've now got a database which has developed by the province itself for each and every piece of land we own. We can give you on a map We are now going through the process of looking which ones are geotechnically suitable for housing, and thereafter we're going to transfer that land to her with an agreement for them to develop as soon as possible. The new developers currently in Gauteng, we're building the water sanitation strategy for Gauteng internally. That's been done by us. What we're announcing in Gauteng that all VIPs also in the current place must become waterborne. So we developed the strategy. It is in draft format. It will be going through to the MEC, then hopefully to the Premier's coordinating forum to be finalized, and thereafter we'll be looking for the trust and a project plan to move forward. We're also building currently the water conservation and demand management for five local municipalities, which is the agreement between ourselves, draft, and then water board. What we're actually looking at here is the amount of water that can be saved for a household. If you take Iglare Metro, they have now increased their free basic water to 8,000 liters per month. They have increased their free basic electricity to 75 kilowatts per month. That is only if you're registered. So people are actually coming in to register on the system so that they can get kilometers of water, and they're actually on the system because they can get more electricity if they're actually willing to pay. The same with the Impul municipality, we actually did a water demand management. We resolved all the water leaks. The current saving is around 2 million rand a month in terms of water losses. And we're going for the other municipalities. The third bullet is the decentralization of wastewater treatment plants for Gauteng. What we have been doing there, because slightly the may be behind the sanitation plant, we said it's easier to move water to the communities and then put up a sanitation plant within that community. So we will be making visits to this year, hopefully with the MEC, to Monrovia, Dubai, China, India, to see the systems that they have, and other youth communities, that where we have package plants that are fully available, that can actually handle 200 households at a time for a sanitation package plant, and actually purify that water to 99% so that can be renewed in the sanitation system, or be put into use in agriculture. And then the last one is deciding for to municipalities. I think most of you have heard right now that PSA is championing the SAICI intervention. We at Gauteng are running that program on our own. It's not in joint venture with DBSA or DPLG. It's being funded internally. We have a lot of procedures, policies in place, deliverables for each engineer. We check on a monthly basis, we check the costing on a monthly basis, we check with the municipality what's being delivered and are they happy with the processes, and that includes carrying out for water sanitation targets that have to be sorted out. But they're also implementing a lot of technological stuff, new technology in terms of roads that will be implemented. Looking at the skill development, we've also got a process now of doing job descriptions for around 1,200 jobs that we have. So the municipality, if you need to look at any job description, is already done and it's with the province. So they don't go through the process of doing it themselves. They can just hook up to the system and then change one or three things on that to make that job description and the performance agreement to the municipality. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much, King. Honorable members, over to yourself. Let me remind you, we had three states, we had Gauteng, we had North Adrian, Northwest, and you can ask us in any order. Honorable Bian, Honorable Mahini.
Express my appreciation for helping stay within my much I am just one advice to how we can set up what is that the reason why people come to squatter. They are following water which people from We are following water with flow from rural area to urban area. In terms of development and job creation, it would be wise for you to share that water with the rural area, with the rural people, so that they can engage themselves in jobs and some money.
About 8 years ago, I should be told the rural is going to stay where they are. It's going to stay. My name? I was expecting that as you get the report, something will be mentioned regarding crop production. We were crop production, I think. But Christy also recommended where we ended to get the report of what happened thereafter. That they should be crop production. Followed by Honorable Kwasi and Honorable.
A quiz on Gauteng. The rotation of that system. Don't you have a storage or facility where you can hide them from reuse by the informal settlement?
Thank you very much. My question is actually on this. Because I've had the issue from Free State and the GGG. And he was saying that they are confident that about 20 municipalities will reach the targets. I'm not mistaken, 12 out of 20. But when I see on this presentation here, many of those municipalities have not completed. There are some flats there. Is it not possible maybe for them to have this confidence in reaching the target? Whereas there might be some problems regarding to the contractors that are doing that. And you find that at the end they don't reach the target. Because that's what they experienced when the RDP houses were there. But the RDP, the contractors are saying that by this time we'll be finishing this project. But when that time comes, you find that the roofs are, some of the roofs, they don't have top structures, they don't have roof, and the foundation, the windows are not yet finished. And so I'm just questioning that. Is that sure that it's going to be covered? How sure are they in regard to that?
Accommodated. Well, surely you can't make provision for everybody in a wheelchair for the plot. Surely that comes up, and we saw that in our visit at the pre-state time, which was quite nicely done, so we didn't ask questions about that. I'm very interested in the training that you refer to on people, you know, the use of the things and children not training stuff into it. I used to be in Gauteng, work on the West Bank, so I know the problems is informal settlements and the people living in those areas. How successful, because again, surely at the same time you would use the health department with the hygienic training and not separately, not the cost. But when do you do that? Is it being done quick enough prior to putting in the facility or? Thank you.
And I think yes, the child, and then from that order.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is just a question and a comment. Although Gauteng likes to refer to themselves as a smart province,
not all national roads literally Gauteng. The N7 definitely does go through the Gauteng and nor the N2.
I understand if it is having a problem with the wager of in the project. I wish to know certain things as if which plans have been made now to overcome the road because in the project we are really interested in.
Now, my question is directed to what I need a comment of God regarding the challenge that the priesthood faces, and the honest admission that because of the factors that I've mentioned, they will not meet the December target, or may not meet the December target. Whether Dwarf could see the situation coming, a comment around that.
We should ask them to respond, but honourable members, I think on the last question that the member has made. And questions to the provinces also, because I'm not saying all famous. Free State, North, West, the Northern Cape is a bit of a surprise. All of you, when you were here at the beginning of the year, you told us about the rock blast. Not the blast, rock. This time the blast was added. You told us about the challenges you have with the response from communities. Now, the difficulty where we are now in October, I think you have to tell us what mechanism you have used between that time and now when it comes to the aspect of communities. What processes have you used, because it's the same challenge that you are enunciating here as to why the target is not going to be met. And because you have not been able to have any breakthroughs, they now need extra funding, for example, for waterborne in this instance. And the same thing. Which province was it where we, I think it must be the ones that we saw in the pictures, probably Free State. The portfolio committee indicated in our oversight visit there that we were not persuaded with those blasts. We said that, first of all, and it's really got to do with how we built our township, we were not persuaded that they were very, the health and safety practices of that. We were very ill about the fact that if you have one blast, the neighbor was going to be affected. We were told that I know they're going to do it like this and that, blast doctor and all of them. Now we're very worried that those very issues that there is are now the issues that say they're not going to meet the target because of that. Look, I do know it's a very complicated thing of Rasta and so on. What I'm trying to say is, you have said those at the beginning of the year, we were there in your provinces, we saw those problems, but they now turn to be the reason for why the targets are not going to be met. We are disappointed, because we were told that we might not meet it in October, but we will move towards achieving that in December. I might not quote you verbatim, but that's more or less what you have said to us. Now you're telling us about the financial year, and you should maybe tell us what is it that can happen between December financial year, which gets you, what is it that's the difference between now and next year? Are you sure that the money is really going to come? Because all of you didn't say it with certainty. You referred to a capital meeting yesterday and so on. And we should maybe phone the cabinet and ask them, what do they say? Normally there's the cabinet sort of letters that have been given to members of parliament, which is maybe in there quickly. There are issues and answers in there. But all of you did say that there's these discussions. I'm raising all of this because it's uncertainty that have been given to the portfolio committee. There isn't any, if you've got the way the financial cycle works, if you're not going to get it now, the minister speaks in February on a new budget. Where in the current budget, what is it in the current budget that tells us that we will be getting extra? So I think if you can clarify those issues to us, particularly those that I think that they're not going to make it. Northern Cape, as I say, it was a surprise there. We were hopeful that there will be a different response, but I think the other same problem as the others too. Blasting problems, rock formation problems, and all of those issues. It is fine to say to us now. What is not fine is, when did you discover the rock? When did you discover that you were not going to make the target force of the rock? Was it, and when did you discover that you put about the target which is never ever dated in it at that point? So I think if you can just with that. Eastern Cape, I must apologize. The strike dispute is also at this point. If you don't mind, can we just complete all the other provinces? I'm not sure if we're still going to be able to squeeze it in before lunch. But if you don't, immediately after lunch, we will take it. We would like to answer. Gauteng, there was a slight attack on you. Would you like to start?
Thank you. I think I just want to accept the M2 and M70. But I think if we monitor your cars, they always end up in the car taking some other way. It's just a joke, it's just a fact. In terms of the water for rural areas, honorable member, I do respect your advice, but I think what we've done in, well, I think I know what we've done in most of the areas like Tongwin, okay, we have sponsored a lot of boreholes via the program. And that has helped us out, not actually taking water down by pipelines. In some areas, we do currently have trucks, water tanks, but these are isolated cases where there's, you know, 600 or 5 families about 30 to 40 kilometers away from a natural water source. When we had the first outbreak of cholera and E. coli in the Tongwini area, we became very worried, and that is when we started doing a quick research to actually look at where did it start, how did it start, who's getting water from what resource, and we had some people who were actually still drinking water from the streams and rivers. And this is when CAG and we reprioritized with the municipal measuring guys, we need to put water tanks in place with portable water given to the people. So yes, we have resolved, but I think housing is taking a lot of water. You've seen in my first slide. We don't believe we're going to run out, but we've made a drought problem. We told drought, the National Department for this, so you sort it out. We tell you how much you're going to use in the next years. But I think the draft is busy with the design of the next dam that's coming, I think we said by 2011, so that's also on the way. Just on the draft point, we'd like to also at this stage thank draft from draft national, who was very participative in all the housing process that we went through. No matter how minor it was, they would be available 2 hours to us, and that made us achieve what we actually want to do. The second question, in terms of the buckets, how do we locate them? There's no dump spot. We try to put this in a dump spot, but the eventual thing is it never happens. You'd be surprised that how people still want ownership. This is a bucket, is like treasure out there. The people are so poor in some of these areas, like you treasure that bucket. They still wash it, get it clean, and they use it for hunting in there. Some of them actually use them as dog kennels, area. So, where we got rid of them was we were successful in the city. We put them in one big dump spot and put a fire to the thing. But what you find is people also saying they have buckets. They don't have that bucket, but they could go buy a 20-liter bucket of their own. Because they know there's a better sanitation manhole where they can actually dump those buckets. And this is due also again to the rental stock, informal rental stock coming about. And people don't far away from town. So they prefer to use their own buckets and empty. Some areas that we visited, like Western area, just behind the canal on its own, people own properties there, but they lease properties out, which is vacant properties. They own it.
On the survey, it looked at this. It showed you somebody owns this property. And when we queried, why have you come up with it? And he says, no, the owner has given me the right to rent the property and I'm providing my own sanitation. And yet the landlord is not even 2 feet outside that property. So we've gone through that process with Western Area saying, can we get hold of all these owners? And we've got an agreement with the health department, which the owners now the task. They need to sort it out. In the interim, the Western Area has provided alternative sanitation for that. And my last comment is on the wheelchairs. In Gauteng, when most of the purchases were done, there were people who complained that the facilities were not right. However, brick toilets were actually built to accommodate. But it wasn't a big task. So I think you probably see about 20 or 30 deaths in isolated foreign municipalities. But you don't have a generally one municipality where there's 20 or 30 will have a demand. But that was taken into account when the projects were done. Can we actually change design for the toilets? In certain cases, I don't know, in one case was the toilet actually very far from the house. And we actually put up then a concrete pathway to that toilet structure and then back from there to the house. The reason being is that the main line was the property was very big. It was 100 meters. And the toilet was, the municipality only put it just to the boundary. So we've resolved that one. In terms of the health department supporting us, what we managed to do in most of the projects was a pre-implementation stage for a project to be implemented. When we met, not with the World Council, but the CDWs who were involved in this program, informing them what needs to be done, we met with the community liaison officers, and we told them this is the process. That was taken through with the community what was coming. And then when the project was at running, as you handed over the toilet to a community member, they had to sign off. Because some of these toilet people were taking shortcuts, especially the contractors. So the community was not happy with the toilet. Firstly, they would tell you, we're not accepting this toilet, which now is a little bit easy for inspections also, because we guided them. When we went down to these communities, they were also very actually happy to see that people from the department, senior people, like myself and my technical team were there. It was not something, you know, we stood on the outside, gave it to them and walked away. Because we would go around and see which ones were functional. People complained about simple things. If the door handle fell off, they would say that the toilet is not functional. So, I think these things we had to become aware of, that the doors were falling off the hinges, inferior workmanship. And we had confidence in us, they think, okay, you will have us sorted out. But the sanitation system, when they learned how to use it, how to clean it, I did mention, I think, in the first presentation I made earlier in the year, where we had looked at how people take ownership. They've actually plastered the toilets. Some of them have painted the floor side. They put slabs around the floors on the outside. They put adjoining bathroom next to these things. So that collective ownership showed us that the strategy to actually show people how to use these things was actually very, very good. Some of them have even turned their own VIP system into a water bottle system. Because now they put a tank next to it and they actually use it to flush and clean. That has happened, but now we see another problem coming of emptying these tanks which are now full with water also. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. The issue around solid reference was concerning the low level in the solid reference there. What happened was a floating pump was installed. A floating pump was installed to actually tap on the dead volume of the water within the dam. And that was before we had the good rains, which was a blessing. However, an arrangement was made with private farmers who sort of donated his bowl. It was equipped by the municipality and they were pumping about 5 liters per second from that particular bowl. In the meantime, Makhani's Water was approached with a view to appointing them as an implementing agent for the equipment of two other bowls which were identified earlier for relief to augment the supply from the dams. That process is currently being undertaken. And the outcome of the allocation from NEMA regarding the 14 million for equipping the Dolomite boreholes is still being awaited. It has been indicated that there were funds allocated for the drought program. However, we haven't had anything that will, how much will be allocated to Swartland. However, with the current rains, there has been some bit of relief to the municipality. They are currently fixing one of the pumps that was originally used, which got damaged as a result of the mud in the dam. That is going to be repaired, and hopefully within before end of this month, the old system will be restored. Thank you.
So, Chairperson, in terms of the Northern Kinkerberg, initially we had alternative sanitation them, which we also said to them, which could be coupled later to water, because there is issue of bucket infrastructure and water. But as the time grew nearer, people were afraid that once the bucket eradication target was met, that the government would not come back to actually give them full water bond. So then said they'd rather wait to have a full water bond system. And we also explained to them what the cost of the media has been there a number of times together with the mayor and councillors in this. And my colleague from Drafford also has explained why the amount of money is so much more because of the technical that needs to be part and parcel of the process.
Madam Chair, yes. Initially, we would have made the round as they accepted alternative sanitation, and funding would have also been enough. But when those 700 households were not prepared to access that, despite all the interventions that as the water sector in the Northern Cape initiated through the MEC. So it means initially, or when the committee was suggested earlier in the year, I think, at that stage it was still, could still have happened but before December. But when, I think from July, they eventually finally said that no, they're not going to accept anybody grand with these problems to try to apply new additional funds. If you have to build these lines, and they're also scattered through the some of the other hills. And when you have to build in bulk sewer lines, circulation point system has to be upgraded to be able to cater for the additional inflow there. If you needed additional water, it was no longer possible. To say in other areas, in Kebelishle, in the Northern Cape, exactly, Edinburgh, the same situation arose. But there the community accepted as a measurement, a dry system. So we built the dry toilets there, the sector, and they are very happy. And in future, we'll move in then once you get the bulk water in there. Well, so it differs between communities, and that is the main report, Kariebach, not being able to make it. And even if we do get the funds now, as my colleague has explained, for having a local government, we checked the various construction companies, and there's no way that it can be constructed before the end of this year. But if the funds become available, it will still be able to do that before the end of financial year.
And finally, please state, we hear you know that not quite persuaded by that answer. Please state, also, if you can bear in mind, there's supposed to be another activity in this venue at 1 o'clock this evening.
Thank you, Chairperson. For the Free State, in terms of the progress around the rock, we had a geologist who managed to come to the state to inspect and to give us guidance and answers. With that, the different municipalities took certain responsibility to take around the activities of blasting. But there are other areas where we had, it was really a challenging reach on the 13th of July, later on our meeting nationally, to be able to ask extra money, because it was just going to be outside the estimated amount of the project. Now, with the community participants and acceptance of the options, we managed to have different meetings, which were also led by the MECs. And also we had a special council with the different municipalities to be able to explain into of the changes of options. And in other municipalities, the provincial team has also tried to deploy civil society to be able to do more work on the advocacy with the communities and the municipalities. And currently we had also, you know, I was waiting for the for the response in terms of what we have already put across to the department and the DPOG to be able to do those particular issues.
Final words from the prefect.
Let me respond on the concern, Chairperson. I mean, you realize that even in the provincial department speaking, where expected results are without authority. Because you remember that actually, that is the competence of the municipalities themselves. All the parties, most of them, we are really coordinating and monitoring. And that's all. A decision that is taken by the municipality, the maximum they can do without them. I will put an example. Mangu, and I make what I hear that official from national. It was the idea of the municipality, not us. They are taking this, you know, this quick thing. When I'm saying the debt of the office is 8,000, and they say, no, my house is going to pay the standard of the government. It's because there's no authority on that. And even in terms of being supported by the national department, it still undermines us. Because a lot of MEC don't come there. You see, they don't come to the system. It's not our mandate for the entire country. My treasury department, if you refuse to give money, because it's the price of the job and the municipality. We can't take our provincial money and put it into the market. And some of them are coming through. They are the ones who are provincial, quite frankly. And they say, no, we are taking that. We are not going to money. And in the province, even the province, this is when they come up. And if outside there, they say, no, they are going to disengage. You know, the thing is this, firstly for me, outside this. You see, this is the idea of the government, which is run more by officials than politicians. But the answer I've already here. And I'm going to say it. The 19th going to be the president. So say, okay, officials told us, and then you don't say anything. Your decision, I know it already. So sometimes, it's very, very, very fruitless to come and work on these things. Because you have even made up this thing yet. It doesn't find me yet. I left this morning, we're running out white paper for local government. Which is my passion. That's it. That's the premium because I'm coming here. Now I'm coming here this is like. So your concern that you promise on nothing at all already. The disabled specifications, the tender are done by the municipality. So time. You know, as well as housing, I can answer that. That's why I said the department reading as well answer these things. They are running in my pocket. I cannot say that. For workmanship, they are the ones who are the contractor. We made a put our foot test so that here is not the process over this thing. And you are keeping them on quality. But I'm here this thing. No, I'm sitting here and saying, I hear me the mistake on it. To hear this comment. And I know for now, I'm not going to get into what I mean. So why we're here? And they say they are listening to the manufacturer to me. It's so, that's why I'm Mangau and I'm asking. Let's go down and say, hey, it's 10,000. Our police in the province, it is a formal area. And then you made it and you're all connived with the national. So, and this is the same here, guys. Very much the same. Some of the officials, and they run it, we are just putting their names and their loads, and they sit there, and they're fishing in my mind. So, I'm asking you to say this meeting.
Thank you very much. No, we appreciated that you come here. We're really happy to see you. Not simply because we think it's good to have you here, all right. But at least we're hearing from the horse's mouth all the time. And after you came at the beginning of the year, we think that this has made a big, big impact because it meant that the portfolio could act on its own oversight in this regard. So I don't want to feel you that we're dragging you here by your neck to come here. We think it's quite important. We note the other things that you are saying, but insofar as we are concerned, we run government, and we will accordingly deal and respond to some of the other areas that you are raising, because our interest is poor people must be serviced, and our interest target must be met, and our interest is that we must improve the life of people wherever we are. There's no separation from any of this. On that note, honorable members and everyone else, thank you very much. For now, after lunch, we'll deal with the Eastern Cape, we'll deal with Western Cape, and we'll deal with Well, because that some of the areas that are being raised, not some, all the areas that are raised there, you can also in your respond at the end of it, speak to and respond to. And if they're including why targets are not in it in some areas. Of course, everyone welcome to stay until then. Lunch is going to be, I think we will follow the committee staff because it's not necessarily in one of the restaurants. It's in committee room 2, which is in my plane 8, which is the other building, outside of